morning, everyone. We will call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the record that we do have a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Leader Damuth, would you be so kind?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any discussion to the minutes from March 14th? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Monday, March 25th, 2024. We are proposing House File 3589, Representative Agbaje, House File 3925, Representative Feist, House File 4457, Representative Feist, and House File 4109, Representative Edelson. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, March 25th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. On to non-agenda discussion from members. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I've been talking with some of my colleagues, and I do have this motion that I keep filing after committee every day. And I would just like to ask your indulgence to have some sort of hearing on the status of the construction, even if, I mean, obviously we would want to stop all of this and we think it's not appropriate. But even if it's going forward, as you always say, there are serious questions, Mr. Chair, about how the history of this building is being preserved. So one of my favorite things, this is sort of a weird aside, but I like whimsical things, and on all the railings going up and down the stairwells are little gophers embedded in the railings. And what's going to happen with that? And similarly, some of the light fixtures, some of the historic pieces of this building, since the CAP board is not involved, we literally have, it's up to the Rules Committee and the Speaker to decide these things, and we've never had discussions like this. So I obviously still hope we can stop it, but if we can't, I think there are still, because the CAP board's not involved, there are serious things that this committee has responsibility for that we are not talking about. So I would just, you know, really encourage you to find time for a hearing on this, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Robbins, for the request. I'll note we did have two hearings in the Rules Committee previously before the project went forward on the building proposal. If there are questions you have on the building design, which has already been approved, I'm happy to follow up and get those questions answered for you. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there's a lot of people with questions on the building design. And also, I don't think there's ever been a discussion of what's going to happen to the historic aspects of this building that I've ever heard or been a part of or seen minutes on. So I would just like to bring that forward for your consideration.
Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would support the question that has been raised by Representative Robbins. If we could have some type of an update on the specific, knowing completely that the CAP board has been shut out of this project 100%, where knowing that the CAP board also has an influence and an impact on what happens around this complex, including 60 block radius around it, they do not know what is going on in this building as they've been shut out. So if you, Mr. Chair, could go ahead and give some type of a public update or have something provided that the public could also know rather than just communication between two members, that would be very much appreciated by the public as they're watching this.
I appreciate the request. Happy to follow up and make sure you're getting the information you need. The CAP board did vote to support the project as being compliant with the comp plan. So the CAP board did have a review process of the project as well. But happy to make sure we're getting the information that you need. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure when that vote took place or how that was. Is that something that could be provided? Both either in public, which would be great, but otherwise to my office, I would appreciate that information because I know they are not involved whatsoever as of May 2023. They've been shut out of the project.
Sure. Happy to provide that for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. That's our business before the committee, and we are adjourned.